Praised be Jesus and Mary. In reality, God had no more need of the sacrifice of Abel's livestock than he did of Cain's fruits of the soil, the grain that he offered. What made Abel's sacrifice acceptable in the eyes of the Lord, as Catholic tradition tells us, was the fact that Abel was offering his sacrifice with a spirit of generosity that was lacking in that of Cain. Abel offered that which was precious to him and which he was willing to part with to give to the Lord, because he trusted and he knew that he would receive a far greater recompense from God, who needs none of these things. The fruits of the soil, the livestock of Abel, all of these are gifts from God first and foremost to humanity. And when we offer him our gifts, it's nothing that he doesn't have. It's nothing that he needs that he receives from us. That's why what made Abel's sacrifice, again, acceptable was the spirit of generosity with which he offered it. Therefore, we too, when we offer our gifts, and we all have different things that we receive from our Lord, different talents, different goods, material, spiritual, different things that we can offer our Lord. And all of them, in the eyes of God, can have a great value, can be precious and acceptable in the eyes of God. Because what makes them great is the spirit with which we offer them, whether we can offer God little or much. As long as we're too are willing to be generous and part with maybe things that are precious to us, things that we value very much. If we, like Abel, are willing to part with them, willing to truly sacrifice them and give them to God, relinquish these created goods for the sake of the Creator, trusting that He can give us a far greater recompense, our sacrifices will be acceptable, and our faith and our trust will not be disappointed. Praised be Jesus and Mary.